Hello, hello, hello. Here's Marlenka with another episode. This week we have something unusual, something special. I'm not going to read from Sri Aurobindo's essays. I'm going to speak with my dear friend Joseph Printe concerning the book about Sri Aurobindo's Integral Yoga that he has recently written. Joseph, give us the title.
The title is Reflections Upon Psycho-Spiritual Problems on the Journey to the Divine.
Okay, that's a long title. Thanks for giving that. So this book, as I understand it, is posing questions which have come to you in order to make us think as we take this journey of integral yoga. And the answers that you supply are from Sri Aurobindo. Is that correct?
Well, I don't give any answers. The answers I would like in the community, not myself, because I have no clear-cut answers. I just refer to the questions, to Sri Aurobindo's metaphysical vision. When I was coming here to Auroville about 35 years ago, And since that time, I have been living in Auroville for the last 23 years, And I have been participating in various projects here. And while doing so, I realized that, the things were coming up to me. There was truth, good, and beauty, but I missed very much the concept of justice. There was a lot of injustice. So I had a couple of jobs here, which I had to leave against my wish. And then in the last job, when I had to leave, I realized myself, I better contemplate a little bit what's going on here with me, rather than pointing out my finger to the community. The community is nothing wrong. Something wrong with Joseph. Something wrong with the practice of Joseph. That was the reason for me to go back to all the main works of Sri Aurobindo, if I could trace some of the answers. Because in silence, the answer didn't come to me. I had to study Sri Aurobindo, and I did find where Sri Aurobindo was referring to all my questions. He did, yes. But this is a very personal thing, and to pose these questions to the community is rather tricky, is rather, because it might hurt the sentiments of the devotees. And since my other books were already not very much accepted, they were not available here in Auroville, and in the ashram were prohibited. So I thought, okay, I'll write it down in a book.
I see. So your audience is not necessarily Aurovillians. Your book is directed to anyone who's interested in the integral yoga of Sri Aurobindo.
Exactly. And even in a broader aspect, I came to know, because sometimes when I'm back in the Netherlands, there's a lot of research from outsiders who are not devotees. And they criticize very much the negative aspects of spiritual development in contemporary problems. And then I refer, of course, to the mindfulness things, all the yoga classes. In every corner on the street, there are yoga schools. And everybody, you know, and this mindfulness, a lot of research is being done. And there the outcomes are rather negative of those practitioners. Because, and this is exactly the same as Sri Aurobindo and the mother warns us, that to be on the path, it's a slippery path. And if you are not careful, you fall on the journey. And then rather of ego transcendence, ego transformation, you have an enlargement of the ego. And I think the present-day problems in Auroville, I refer a little bit to, could it be that something is wrong in the collective practice of the Aurovillians, where we are focusing very much on building the city, but I'm not so much worried about if we build a city. But my question, one of the questions is, because the book is full of questions, one of the questions is how we build a city.
Very important. Yeah. The means have to justify the end.
Exactly. And if there's something wrong in practicing the means, and there's no collective dialogue in which we openly discuss what we are doing exactly here. There is this group of people who wants to build a city, but there are other people here, another group of people, they want to build a new man. They want to build them all. They came here for spiritual practice and not building the city. And it seems there's no unity between those two streams of people within the Auroville community.
Right. I understand what you're saying. The thing is, why people come to Auroville is very mixed. It's not everybody is coming for the same reason. It's not like entering the ashram, where you know that you have come to study under a teacher or the teacher's teachings, the writings that have been left, and you are given a work and you do that. And it's the ashram is built, so there isn't a question of building something. Whereas, as I understand it, Auroville is meant for people of many different persuasions. And the idea of the concept of human unity and choosing a work that will be a means towards raising your consciousness is the idea. Unless I'm mistaken here, that's my understanding of it. So when we talk about the path and the pitfalls, the possible pitfalls, as we explore this journey, would there be a difference between somebody reading Auroville's, studying your work, and ashramites, people who are just any place?
I understand your attitude. The confusion for me comes in that Mother asked that those people who want to become an Auroville should be the servitudes of the divine,
right,
which is a very vague concept. But at another time she said only people with goodwill, they are allowed as Auroville citizens. So here the confusion comes in for me. What is that meaning, Mother, goodwill? Servitude to the divine, I don't know. It's beyond my capacities because I'm experiencing Mother. I don't know Mother. I only have pictures, and I came here in the beginning, in mid-70s. Mother passed away, so I know Mother only for her works, from her works, and from her pictures. So I don't understand. I never had an experience of a vision of the Mother. Mm-hmm. Maybe the Mother showed me, but I was ignorant, I didn't see her. Mm-hmm. Or maybe she spoke to me, but I didn't hear her. So that means for me, but she inspires me very much. So because she inspires me, I'm an Auroville.
Her writings inspire
me. Her writing and her pictures and everything like that. And then when I came to Auroville, I knew that, okay, the practical aspect is one, but I have to know the background. So I went to the university and I did my BA and MA on Indian philosophy. And then I did a PhD on Sri Aurobindo and Maslow, because I think Maslow comes very close to Sri Aurobindo. They don't know each other. But for Maslow, it was very essential. I understood what it means, goodwill. Mm. Goodwill was for Maslow. First, he was referring each and every time to the theory of motivation. And then he had his pyramid thing, where, you know, the theory of needs. And once you have reached your full satisfaction in life, there was this meta-needs. Meta-needs. The meta-needs for it, that was beyond the ordinary. Mm-hmm. And then he classified it as top peak experiences. Mm-hmm. And then when he was doing a lot of research on the peak experiences, he discovered he's being fooled by all these people because they were all taking drugs and LSD. At that time, it was very... And then he got a heart attack. And after a heart attack, he went into psychoanalysis. And he discovered that the peak experience was not what he was after. He changed it in plateau experience. Mm. And the plateau experience changes your character. It changes your behavior. You become a new person.
Transformation,
exactly. And this is where I could relate to Sri Aurobindo's psychic being, because in Auroville, Mother insisted, in the ashram, they go more to the higher minds, to the experience beyond minds, up on their journey to the super minds. Mm-hmm. For me, that was beyond my capacities to understand. So I went back to the psychic being. And then when I was participating here, I discovered, I went to all works of Sri Aurobindo. And every time Sri Aurobindo and the mother warned me, when I was reading it, the slippery paths, the pitfalls. Each and every time they warned us, be careful. Because on the moment you are on the journey, there are all kind of tricks. All kind of tricks where you misinterpret the call from inside. And it's, and that's where I see here in Auroville, on a collective scale, I see that those people who come here as servitudes of the divine, I assume they are more concerned with the psychic being, and they are more concerned with the new man, whereas the other people, with the goodwill, they may be here for building a new city. Mm-hmm. Which, in the ashram people, they are not concerned about, they are more concerned about the new man.
Right.
So I hope I answer your question regarding the difference between the ashram and the Auroville projects.
Yes, you have. Thank you. Furthermore, I would wonder what sort of reception you've got from Aurovillians who have read this book.
I have no had detailed perception because I think the book is too complicated for having just a simple dialogue. I met a few people, they were very touched, and they encouraged me I should come in the open. But I reply them each and every time, and I will reply them the same to you, Malenka, before you. I don't want to hurt the sentiments of the Auroviliens. And I'm rather sensitive myself, and after being here for 22 years, and my academic background is more or less rejected because Auroville is not very open to academic research. They are open for research, but on a different level. There should be more subjective influences in the objective research. And there are PhD Auroviliens who did, and they did excellent work. But you see, they kind of pacify the unique project of Auroville, whereas I go more in detail because I really think we have to go to the cause of the difficulties of the problem, and specifically in the present situation. And I assume that most of us are trying to avoid that because they don't want to be confronted with their practice, which because there's no control. Who's controlling who in our practice? Mother is left her body, so we can still go back and quote Mother. But I think Mother's function now is completely different. And it is in that aspect that I take my research in a different environment, because I think I'm not worshipping Mother as a guru, as my guru. She is inspiring me. But I think Mother, when she is inspiring me, I choose to go on the path here in Auroville. Auroville is my path, it's a means. And Mother gives me only signposts. And her signposts, I refer to her mythology. So Mother, for me, is more a source of inspiration where I can practice her methodology. But if I practice correctly, I don't know. So that means I only know when I'm on the right way, when I'm aware that, okay, the pitfalls. And the pitfalls I elaborate extensively in the book. So if people ask me, how can you write research on the psychic being if you have no experience in the psychic being? And then I can refer, yes, maybe I have a psychic experiences. I don't know. I don't want to. I don't care, because I'm here to practice. And if I care only if I know I have made some progress. And how do I know if I have made some progress? Mm-hmm. I can only know that when I'm at peace, mm-hmm. when I see some light, when I... But that is no guarantee that I associate it with the psychic. No chance. No chance, because I know there has been booklets here, there has been done research on the psychic being, and then they claim that there are 60 people here in Auraville who had a psychic experience, and that booklet is for sale everywhere. And so I would like an open dialogue with those 60 people. If we have a dialogue with the 60 people, maybe they can represent Auraville with the governing board, with the governor or whomsoever, and maybe we can represent ourselves what we are doing here. Because these people, the governing board and the secretary, they may be devotees. I'm not pointing my finger that, you know, but they are devotees in a different way. Because we are devoted, we are living here, we are practicing. We are practicing what Mother says. We don't go, I mean, our Mother says like that, and then we refer what Mother says and build a city. I think those people who claim to are in the psychic, they come here and they say, we don't parrot what Mother says. But they have their inner psychic being. They don't need Mother as an outer guru, but they have the inner guru inside. And they know that they are right because they don't speak from their ego experience. They speak from their inner psychic. And if those 60 people or whosoever, even 5 people, Karan Singh said, I want 5 people. 5 people from the government, 5 people from you. If we have 5 people, I am sure we go to the cause of the difficulties.
Mm.
So I hope, Malenka, I talk maybe too much.
No.
This is one of the parts of the book. The other parts of the book, Malenka, is I try to place Mother's and Cherubina's vision in contemporary development.
Mm-hmm.
That means the research scholars in the West or even in India, they are developing so much with new knowledge. Mother and Sri Aurobindo were not aware of that new knowledge because this is rational knowledge which Mother and Sri Aurobindo, they wanted the scientists, they wanted to spiritualize their subjects rather than objectify. But, however, what scientists nowadays are doing is they work only objectively and they discover a lot of things. Now, we have these outside researchers, for example, from the Integral Institute in California. So they are a kind of a middle match. They use objective methodology, but they add supplementary methods beyond their objective methodology. And you see that They do a lot of research with people like us, who are spiritual seekers, because the Institute is related to Sri Aurobindo's vision as such.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I miss very much because I think those research scholars should come to Auraville,
mm-hmm.
because they are very open and they are able to point out the pitfalls which I describe in the book, because I go in detail. I cannot explain you the pitfalls now. It's too complicated mm-hmm. for the listener. But if you read the book, I go in depth. And then it's rather frightening to discover, including myself, how I'm fooling myself. Like, for example, I give you a couple of very simple examples that if you are on the journey to the road insight, then you have, for example, if you assume that you are in touch with the psychic, you assume because you have light and you have all this beauty, peace, love, happiness. But the psychic is independent of any outside influences. So that means one of the outside influences could be, like Maslow has this a mother with her just born baby, and she stands in front of the window and the sunlight is coming and it's so, and the husband stands on the back of it, and then the husband describes this as a psychic experiment, whereas this is the pitfall Mother mentions. No, this is just a moment of happiness. Nice, be happy, but the psychic goes much deeper. in the sense of, you know, that if we claim to be in the psychic as such, maybe it's just our imagination. Or maybe it's just an expectation. Or maybe it's just an indoctrination. We have read so much that we confuse a pseudo influence or a real influence. And then you have, of course, the psychic influence, the psychic experience, the psychic realization, the psychic vision. Oh la la! If you include that in the imagination, in the expectation. So the book elaborates on all these various aspects, where the pitfalls for mother comes in if you assume that you are on the path and that you make progress.
Right. Now, could you elaborate for a moment on how you would advise people when they put a foot on this path to avoid these pitfalls, slipping on a slippery slope?
Sure.
How to avoid these things?
You need some guidance, either from inside.
Inside or?
Or you need guidance from, as I said already, there are so many institutes all over the world who are researching people with a meditative background. Yoga teachers, there are hundred thousands of them. So the Californian Institute of Integral Studies is an expert on that. They came here a few times, they take the students, they get the knowledge from our reveal and they disappear again. But I can guarantee you, if we invite some of their psychologists, psychiatrists, or some of their therapists here, and we sit, I'm sure they can easily. And they can easily, because this is the main aim of the book, is there are two kind of practitioners here. One, they come here because they are fed up with their life in their own culture. Mm-hmm. And there are 1,001 reasons why, the reasons for that. Some come, they have problems. They have marriage problems, economical problems. They are dismissed. They have no work. They are unemployment, so they're fed up. And they see these beautiful pictures on our reveal on the YouTube. Naturally, they come by hundreds. They come here. And when they come here, they go to the entry service, and there the problem starts. Because they need a lot of money. They need a lot of this, a house, and this. This kind of people, they will be frustrated. And one way or another way, they manage, they get through. And once they're in Aravillian, then you see the difference between those Aravillians who still knew the mother or those who really come to discover a new consciousness. Mm-hmm. Because those people, they will be confronted with the other sort of people. Mm-hmm. And how to handle with those people who are not really find their place here in Aravill, but they cannot go back to their own culture. So you get those things, and mother is very clear, this is the main pitfall for me, those who express their psychological difficulties here in Auroville and use that as a relief of their problems, or those who practice integral yoga, and on their way, on the psychic being, they encounter all the psychological problems where you are discussing now. The question you ask me, what to do with those people? And those people who are on the journey to the psychic being, they face the psychological problems because it's part of the process. They need to be purified because the psychological problems are related to the lower instrumentation. And the lower instrumentation is the physical, the vital, and the mental. Unless they are purified, the psychic experience will be misused for an ego enlargement instead of an ego transformation. Mm. Are you able to follow me, Marlenka?
Absolutely. So I would ask you then, those people who are able to take a little step inside and ask for help, whether they're asking the mother, Sri Aurobindo, God the Father, whoever, however, in whatever form or lack of form, if they sincerely say, I don't know what's going on, I'm lost, help. I like to think that they are heard. And that they are given an answer and that they are given the help that they are able to receive.
Malenka, I think you must understand, to come here, you involve yourself in a battlefield. The Integral Yoga is a battlefield. Several times here I've been refers to that. It's not an easy yoga. It's the most difficult yoga there is compared to any other paths. His yoga is the most difficult. Now, I only speak from my own inner experiences. Many times when I was working in my jobs, I was desperately in need of help. I'm a psychiatric nurse in my country, and I was working in a health center here, and it was a chaos. I made a chaos out of it. So I asked Mother 100 times, please, please, I'm here to serve you, but I don't have the capacities. I'm just a useless fellow, and I need, please. And then she said, Joseph, very nice, you solve your stuff first, before, because if I give you any guidance now, I have no guarantee that you will misuse my psychic power. So no chance. I first want you to purify. Unless you are purified, I know. But before, because when you go straight to Mother and Mother guides you, Mother wants you to put in personal effort.
Yes.
And, of course, she wants you to go to the sunlit path, naturally.
In the path of surrender.
And the path of surrender. But surrender, there are two kinds of surrender, the passive and the active. And the passive surrender, Mother does it. The active surrender is you reject everything what goes against your sadhana. Mm-hmm. So that means if you're not able to distinguish those two things, then you confuse. And I think each time when in our view, I join the meetings and you see Mother says, quote Mother, and I feel so uneasy. And please stop quoting the Mother. Just go back to the signposts she gave, to her methodology. Try to have aspiration. Try to have equanimity, equality. Try to have the faith in her and try to reject all what goes against the practice. Mm-hmm. Reject and then control your emotions, control your things. And then if you control them, you analyze them psychologically. And after you have controlled and analyzed, you give it to me. You give it to the divine. But without working yourself, the lower instrument, without purifying this instrument, I can guarantee you, and this is what I see here, Malenka, unfortunately in our view, and I'm not able to share with anybody, because as what you said, it hurts people. It hurts people. They ask Mother to come, and then I say, wait. And then I feel uncomfortable, because if you confront people with them, then you confront them with the failure of the practice. There's nothing wrong with these people. But failure for Sri Aurobindo and for the Mother is an indication to accept failure so you know in the future you can improve and do better.
Mm, that makes sense.
But rejecting failure and create a kind of superiority feeling. And this is what I've experienced very much with all the people who are in charge of the groups, the working groups. And these people, however noble, they sacrifice, because they sacrifice to be part of the structure of our reveal. How do I know? And I know when I was experimenting myself and I had the jobs here in our reveal, how do I know that people are aware that they're not misusing their psychic power for manipulation, for control of the lower parts of the workers? And it seems it happened many times myself, but luckily I'm aware that, okay, of the process, and I can control my anger. But I do understand that many people feel very uncomfortable because there are about 60 different nationalities here.
At least.
At least. That means we are here on the invitation. The Indian government accepts us as visitors. The Tamil culture accepts us as visitors. And then when we are the head of a department and we confuse ambition with products rather than offering to the divine, then you create tension. And if there's nobody to control your attention, if there's nobody says, wait, wait, let's share with all of us, then you see there is an openness, there is a sensitivity, because to experience the psychic, you essentially is sensitivity, because it's in the heart region. If you're not sensitive, then how can you receive the psychic? So, Malenka, this book refers to these painful questions where I ask, I'm not criticizing, I'm not, you know, I'm not saying you are right or you are wrong or whatever. I'm here now 22 years and I have suffered so much myself due to this kind of approaches of my superiors where I was not able to share with them. Listen, you hurt me. And who are you to hurt me? Can we share? No, because I'm doing my job. And I'm doing it for the profit of our view. And I think now we come to a situation where this whole approach reminds me in the 60s, 70s on the Gestalt therapy. In the Gestalt, everybody is right. Nothing is happening because everybody is right. And I think this is what's going on in our view nowadays. There are so many groups, so many different views, opinions. There's so much diversity that I have the question, is Mother able to send her message of unity in this chaos of diversity? And is it maybe through the government that she interferes? It's a question, and I'm worried.
It's a valid question indeed. I think that we should head towards wrapping this up for the benefit of the listener, that the amount of information that you have given needs some digestion time. And I thank you so much for sharing what you have shared, because it's meaningful. I feel it's very important. I feel that you've done a great service by posing these questions and writing this book. That's my opinion.
Can I close it down, Malenka, just say the opposite? I would like to thank you for encouraging me, because I'm not a person to be on the forefront. And I'm I would like to not intervene anymore. And you encouraged me. So I would like to express my sincere gratitude to you that I could express this. And let's see the outcome.
All right, let's do that. Thank you, Joseph.
Thank you, Malenka.
It's been a pleasure. Well, signing off for today, this episode, wherever you are listening, hopefully you have taken in these words in the manner in which they were expressed, and let light guide you and your understanding. And until next week, signing off for now.
This is Oroville Radio, voices from the City of Dome.